Eddie put a hand to his forehead and groaned. That was the man he'd met, all right. That was Calvin Tower to the life. What had he been thinking? That once he got north of Boston, he was safe? Can you tell us how to find him? Roland asked. Oh, I can do better than that. I can take you right to where they're staying. Roland had been tossing the ball from hand to hand. Now he stopped and shook his head. No. You'll be going somewhere else. Where? Any place you'll be safe, Roland said. Beyond that sigh, I don't want to know. Neither of us do. Well, call me Sam, I say goddamn. Dunno's I like that much. Doesn't matter. Time is short. Roland considered, then said, Do you have a cartomobile? Cullum looked momentarily puzzled, then grinned. Yep, a cartomobile and a truckomobile, both. I'm loaded. Then you'll lead us to Towers Dimity Road place in one, while Eddie... Roland paused for a moment. Eddie, do you still remember how to drive? Roland, you're hurting my feelings. Roland, never a very humorous fellow, even at the best of times, didn't smile. He returned his attention to the Dantiti, little savior Ka had put in their way instead. Once we've found Tower, you'll go your course, John. That's any course that isn't ours. Take a little vacation if it does you. 2 days should be enough, then you can return to your business. Roland hoped their own business here in East Stoneham would be done by sundown, but didn't want to hex them by saying so. I don't think you understand that this is my busy season, Cullum said. He held out his hands, and Roland tossed him the ball. I got a boathouse to paint, a barn that needs shingling. If you stay with us, Roland said, you'll likely never shingle another barn. Cullum looked at him with an eyebrow cocked, clearly trying to gauge Roland's seriousness and not much liking what he saw. While this was going on, Eddie found himself returning to the question of whether or not Roland had ever actually seen Tower with his own eyes. And now he realized that his first answer to that question had been wrong. Roland had seen Tower. Sure he did. It was Roland who pulled that bookcase full of Tower's first editions into the doorway cave. Roland was looking right at him. What he saw was probably distorted, but... That train of thought drifted away, and by the seemingly inevitable process of association, Eddie's mind returned to Tower's precious books, such rarities as The Dogon by Benjamin Sleitman Jr. and Salem's Lot by Stephen King. I'll just get my keys and we're off, Cullum said. But before he could turn away, Eddie said, Wait. Cullum looked at him quizzically. We've got a little more to talk about, I think. Then he held up his hands for the baseball. Eddie, our time is short, Roland said. I know that, Eddie said. Probably better than you, since it's my woman the clock's running out on. If I could, I'd leave that asshole Tower to Jack and concentrate on getting back to Susanna. But Ka won't let me do that. You're damned old Ka. We need... Shut up. He had never said such a thing to Roland in his life. But now the words came out on their own, and he felt no urge to call them back. In his mind, Eddie heard a ghostly Kala chant, Kamala, come, come, the palaver's not done. What's on your mind? Cullum asked him. A man named Stephen King. Do you know that name? And saw by Cullum's eyes that he did. 3. Eddie, Roland said. He spoke in an oddly tentative way the younger man had never heard before. He's as at sea as I am. Not a comforting thought. Andolini may still be looking for us. More important, he may be looking for Tower now that we've slipped through his fingers, and as Cy Cullum has made perfectly clear, Tower has made himself easy to find. Listen to me, Eddie replied. I'm playing a hunch here, but a hunch is not all this is. We've met one man, Ben Sleitman, who wrote a book in another world. Tower's world. This world. And we've met another one, Donald Callahan, who was a character in a book from another world. Again, this world. Cullum had tossed him the ball, and now Eddie flipped it underhand and hard to Roland. The gunslinger caught it easily. This might not seem like such a big deal to me, except we've been haunted by books, haven't we? The Dogon, The Wizard of Oz, Charlie the Choo-Choo, even Jake's final essay. And now Salem's Lot.